Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're here on a lovely Wednesday. Hi, Eric.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
What a lovely day to take your dog for a walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been on two today.
Fantastic.
So I'm a little tuckered out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did Seward Park early this morning, and then I took a client dog around Green Lake, and so I've gone for my walks today. Feels good.
Excellent.
Yeah. We have a guest with us in the booth today. We have Georgia Welch, the training director for Invisible Fence Northwest. Hi, Georgia.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. We are going to be talking about Invisible Fence in depth and doing a fabulous giveaway in the third segment of the show. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll let everybody know in the next segment what it is you're giving away. Fabulous prize from Invisible Fence Northwest. But before we get to Invisible Fence, I've got some events and announcements to talk about. And of course, my most recent update for Bokashi Cycle, the dog poop transformation system, where it actually ferments dog poop in an enclosed system. And you can add it back into your soil. And it's actually very nutritious and great for ornamental plants. Well, I was at the point last weekend with my Bokashi Cycle system because we had them, Dr. Larry Green, on the show a few weeks ago. And I got a system on that day and then got it started that weekend. Mm-hmm. So last weekend, I had a full bucket. And it had been sealed for a week, which it needs to be to kind of cook. And so it was ready to be added into the ground.
Yeah, you probably don't want that unsealed anyway,
no.
Even if you could leave.
Well, and we had talked about what it is and what it looks like. And he said gravy, and that definitely grossed Darcy out quite a bit. But
yeah. She wasn't the only one.
So I hadn't really thought about, put too much thought into that. I've just been really excited about the system because it's a very cool, actually, there's really cool chemistry behind it. And so anyway, so we have a flower bed of roses in the front of the house, and the soil is very hard, kind of like clay. And so I dug up a few different spots in that bed. And
this seems like a project you and the dogs could work on together.
Yeah.
Go dig a hole in the backyard. It seems like they would be happy to pitch in.
Well, if you've got digging dogs, there you go. And they would surely not go back to that hole if you poured poured the stuff in it. So I opened the thing and it actually didn't really smell. It had a little bit of an odor, but it wasn't like you would think it would smell
sure.
at all. So he was definitely right about that. That was my experience. Not that he would be wrong about it, but I'll just confirm that.
Right.
And so I poured it into the ground, and you can definitely tell that it used to be dog poop. We'll just say that. And it's not for the weak-stomached people.
Right.
But it really did not have an offensive odor, and so I poured it in and mixed it with the soil and then covered the soil. And I don't know if I'm making this up or not, or if it's placebo effect or what, but I swear my roses have grown like 3 inches since the weekend.
Wow.
I'm sure that it's just because that's what they're doing anyway, but...
It is spring.
It is spring.
They weren't hurt by it, and that's the important thing.
No, I was joking with Darcy, because Darcy's not really... She's very poop sensitive, and
right.
she doesn't want anything to do with it.
She's not the only one again.
Yeah,
that but doesn't want
you know,
anything to do with.
So she was like, I don't, you know, she's kind of skeptical about it, but I'm really excited about
sure.
it. And but I was kind of joking with her, like, watch the roses be dead tomorrow from the stuff. But they're not. They look beautiful. They're about to bloom. You know, I'm sure that they're going to just be the huge, gorgeous blossoms. And I have now gone through my first complete Bokashi Cycle experience. And I've got number two ready to go for next weekend.
Number two.
Yes. So we have a coupon code for Bokashi Cycle, and there's all that information on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. I am a big fan. And most importantly, we're keeping many, many pounds of dog poop out of the landfills, which emits methane gas into the environment and contaminants into the groundwater. This process actually cleans it all up and makes it into something very nutritious.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and it's very exciting.
Excrement.
For me, yes. A good one. So that's my Bokashi Cycle update. There's also another exciting announcement having to do with stamps. There's a new postal stamp.
Isn't every announcement that's having to do with stamps very exciting?
Some people find dog poop exciting. Some people find stamps exciting. There is actually, and this is exciting for any dog lover, because the Postal Service 2010 Social Awareness Stamp is Animal Rescue Adopt a Shelter Pet, and the stamps go on sale nationwide. And there's an event on Friday in L.A., April 30th at 2 p.m., and among the people who are going to be there, Joseph Corbett, CFO and Executive Vice President of the Postal Service, as well as Ellen DeGeneres, President and CEO of the Humane Society, Wayne Pacell, as well as the co-founder of Petfinder, and some others as well. But that's a really exciting thing that we've got a stamp now that's going to be raising money for shelters in this whole country.
That's really cool.
And promoting awareness of, you know, adopt a shelter pet. So that's exciting. Keep your eye out. They're really cute. You can look. I'll post the link on the website, on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. But the website is stampstotherescue.com. And you can click on that, and it will give you an image of what the stamps look like. And they have these really cute pictures of dogs and cats. I think 5 dogs and 5 cats. And if you click on the website, you'll see Ellen and the stamps and the dog models. I think that actually they were from a shelter. So
I'm guessing these are probably self-adhesive stamps, but it's kind of a shame that they're not lickable, because then you and your animal
pet
friends could, you know, get together and use those stamps. And
or scratch and sniff.
Right, or scratch and sniff. I think they should do that for, you know, all the stamps.
Yeah.
I think they would be a better seller if they were scratch and sniff at this point.
I don't know. Do they still make scratch and sniff stickers? I used to love those when I was a little girl.
I think they do, but I don't think it necessarily could correspond with what was on the stamp. You know, for instance, you know, Old Glory doesn't really have a
great
scent that you think
of. The presidents.
The president, yeah. Ooh, George Washington smells like vanilla. Yeah. How nice.
Well, that's exciting. So keep your eye out next time you go to buy stamps at your post office, Stamps to the Rescue, and it's stampstotherescue.com. And they are clearly stamps with dogs and cats, actual photos of dogs and cats on them. And it sounds like it's a great way to raise some money for shelters, which is excellent. Wanted to announce an event coming up this weekend that I'm actually going to be at. It's Hot Flash, which is a dance. It's a women-only dance, Eric, so I'm afraid you can't come.
Ah, darn.
Although you look...
Because I'm a great dancer. You may not know it, but
I bet.
I am.
And I think you'd look cute in a dress, so maybe you could show up.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, it's Hot Flash is a women-only private dance. So, and it's at Neighbors in Seattle, and it's a mostly gay attendance, just as a heads up, but all women are welcome. It's a lot of fun. And this week's dance, this Saturday, April 3rd, it's at Neighbors on Broadway in Seattle. And it's from 6 to 10 p.m. There's a $10 cover. And this week's dance is actually a benefit for a local rescue, Fur Babies Rescue, which is actually a Shih Tzu and Lhasa Apso rescue in Washington State. I'm going to be there with a table. I've put together a very wonderful gift basket to raffle off, which includes a 1-year subscription to City Dog Magazine, a bottle of Mutt Lynch Winery, 2008 Unleashed Chardonnay.
Oh, is that wine for dogs?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
It has a dog on the label, though.
Because most dogs I know are not over 21.
No. Well, actually, I guess in dog years, it would be like 4.
Well, the law is the law.
And a signed copy of Lost Pet Chronicles, Kat Albrecht's book, who's the founder of Missing Pet Partnership, a wonderful local organization, 10 pounds of natural pet pantry raw food, as well as treats, chicken jerky and beef liver and stuff like that, and some other goodies as well. So we'll have that to raffle off. I'm going to be at the table meeting people and talking to people all night, so I'll be sort of confined to dancing at the table. So,
aww.
Not on the table.
Toe-tapping, though.
Just at the table. So that's this Saturday. If you're looking for something fun to do, come down to Neighbors, and it's from 6 to 10 p.m. this Saturday. And to find out more about that, the website is hotflashdances.com, and that will also be on the Dog Talk Show website. When we come back from break, we are going to talk with Georgia. Georgia Welch, the Director of Training of Invisible Fence Northwest, find out what is Invisible Fence and all sorts of other very interesting information about the training involved in the company. And you're also going to announce your fabulous prize that
That's
we're
right.
giving away on the show today in the third segment. I'm going to give out the number now so that you have it, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And you can also give us a call if you have any dog training or behavior questions as well throughout the show. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. It's electric!
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. Pet Cycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your Pet Cycle system today.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Monday, May 5th, a roundtable discussion with some of the Pacific Northwest's finest and most creative best-selling writers.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Nearly Wed Radio, every Saturday at 11 a.m., is your source for the latest in wedding and fashion trends. I'm Gail O'Donnell.
And I'm Greg Lauder. Together we bring over 30 years of wedding experience to you, our soon-to-be-wed listeners.
We interview the best in the business to help you plan your perfect day. From trendsetters to traditions, we bring you tips, seasoned advice, and tons of inspiration to make your fantasy wedding a reality.
Join us every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Nearly Wed Radio. Right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You can't see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Ooh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. One of the most appropriate songs we've played here on the show because we have Georgia Welch with us, training director for Invisible Fence Northwest. Hi, Georgia.
Hi there.
So we're talking about Invisible Fence, and what is Invisible Fence for those who have not heard of the company?
Well, the short answer is that it keeps your pets home and out of areas that could be troublesome or dangerous for them.
Mm-hmm.
Can protect areas you want them out of, like formal living rooms and dining rooms. But mostly it's to keep them safe.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, when I think of Invisible Fence, I think of, having the yard sort of where the dogs can go out in the yard off leash. And then through the training with the Invisible Fence, they stay in the yard basically no matter what. So how does that work? I mean, and I know that it's a sort of an electrical signal that...
Right. We start off with a transmitter mm-hmm. and have a cable that goes around your yard. Can keep them on the property. It can keep them out of flower beds, maybe out of the kids' play area so they don't have to worry about...
Scooping,
that stuff you were just talking about. Places where it might not be safe for them to go if there's a place where you store chemicals, keep them away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the house, it can also keep them safe in the house, too, which is something that a lot of people don't think about for us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, obviously out of the formal rooms, but maybe out from the kitchen so you don't have to worry about tripping when you're carrying hot things in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Or out of bedrooms where, people love their pets, but there might be allergies and you need to keep the hair and the dander out of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. So, Invisible Fence was, how long ago was Invisible Fence started?
It was started in the early 70s.
Okay. And it was started by a man named Richard Peck, who was a traveling salesman.
Right. Richard Peck traveled all over the country selling, and one of the things that was just very depressing for him and bothered him immensely was seeing all of the injured and dead animals on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his incentive to develop a way to keep them home.
Mm-hmm. So the system, you can work basically, you can tailor it to whatever the need is of the family and the pets in the family.
Right, and to each animal individually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a small cat or a teacup chihuahua
mm-hmm.
and a Rottweiler,
mm-hmm.
it can be adjusted for all of them.
Right. You have collars small enough for little dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So different dogs and different pets can have different rules, different areas that they can go in and out of. And one thing that you said during our conversation before the show that I thought was really interesting was for people with larger property, where the larger dogs might be able to venture further away from the house, but that they would keep the smaller dogs closer in so that they were safe from coyotes.
We do that a lot in this area because mm-hmm. you get out on the east side and there's so many big properties.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, they didn't call it Cougar Mountain for nothing.
Right.
And between cougars and coyotes and bear, keeping the little guys close to the house is really important. But it's still nice to be able to be outside off leash and not have to deal with fencing.
Right.
Or have him on a tie out because, if you've got 5 acres, you don't want to fence around a third of an acre close to your house.
Right. So you start out with a free consultation.
Absolutely, because it's important to find out first what the family's needs are, and we meet with the family and the pets to determine that it's an appropriate fit.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important, and that's something I've recommended Invisible Fence and only Invisible Fence for years because of the expertise that comes with the company, the training, the support, and the integrity of the company, rather than going out and buying, a
knockoff?
Yeah, a knockoff. but there was some other term that you basically...
Oh, do it yourself.
Yeah, because you can. They're out there. But for something like this especially, it's really important that the animals understand what is causing that sensation.
The training has changed incredibly over the years. I've been involved with Invisible Fence. This is my 21st year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, you know, I think that the whole reason I've stayed is because the attitude of my attitude and the people I work for is pets are part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we do things that keep them safe.
Yeah.
And part of that is understanding for them to understand how it works and how to make the right decisions mm-hmm. in order to stay safe themselves.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I think is a really, really great point that we talked about was in looking at whether it's a good fit for the family, is that this is a product that's designed where pets are valued family members.
Absolutely.
Not designed to keep the pets away from the family.
There are a number of things that we don't do. And one is to set up a system that keeps the animals away from the house. They have to have access to the house and the family.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we tell people is if your pets are not part of the family, this is probably not the right solution. Because dogs are social animals, and it's worth anything to be with the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're lonely, they're going to walk over hot coals to go find some attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not appropriate in those situations.
And I think that that's a really important point, too, because, you know, like you said, I mean, pack drive is probably one of the strongest drives dogs have is mm-hmm. the need to be with a pack. So if it's a dog that's isolated, like you said, they'll do anything.
Absolutely.
They'll blow through, an invisible fence to get the basic survival need met.
Well, and that's why most of the folks that come to us, if the situation is an isolated dog, we tell them from the get-go it's not going to work, because one of the things that I believe real strongly in is we have, aside from the unconditional guarantee, the 30-day unconditional guarantee, is we offer a one-year performance guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't work, you'll get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't stay in business if that happened very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great, great company and a great product. And the free consultations, I think, are key. You know, if you're curious about Invisible Fence for your property, your household, your family, you can get in touch with Invisible Fence Northwest and get some more information and have somebody come out and look at the property and kind of get a feel for what it is you're trying to accomplish and see if it is a good fit.
And our pet consultants have a lot of experience helping families determine what it is they really need.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we can solve problems that folks don't even realize there's a solution to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to be giving away to the third caller next segment something very, very cool product that Invisible Fence sells. Will you tell us what that is?
Well, I call it the birdhouse, but it's technically an outdoor bark control.
Uh-huh.
And it puts off a high-pitched ultrasonic noise that makes it unpleasant for the dogs to bark there. And it sometimes takes a few days for them to figure out the connection.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to deter nuisance barking,
mm-hmm.
like if your dog barks at the kids playing next door.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I really like it is because it's not on like a static collar or a citronella collar. Your dogs can feel free to alarm bark when that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my dogs to be able to let me know when somebody's coming up to the house.
Yep.
I like them to be able to do what dogs should do, and that's alarm, without annoying the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where controlling the nuisance barking is really handy.
Mm-hmm. So this looks like a birdhouse,
mm-hmm.
and you just position it in the area. It's great for, like you said, dogs who will just kind of stand at a fence and bark at the neighbors who
that's
are
right.
gardening or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of times in the spring in particular, if the families have been in all winter and all of a sudden the kids are playing, that your neighbor's kids are playing in their backyard, they don't need to have your dogs barking at them. My dogs don't need to be barking at them, and
yeah.
this is one way to control it.
Well, and I know for me, you know, my dogs certainly alert bark,
mm-hmm.
And we work with them on having that off switch. But sometimes, like, if we have them out, like, we have a side deck, and we're kind of next to a green belt, so it's actually a very nice area for them to hang out when it's nice out and just kind of be in the fresh air. But then, you know, sometimes if somebody's walking by or there's another dog or whatever, they'll all start to set off. And I don't like that. It's not just unpleasant for, you know, the neighbor or, mm-hmm. you know, the person who's being barked at, but for me, because I can't relax, because then I have to go and either, you know, work with them on it or bring them in or, you know, just kind of deal with it too. So it interrupts me as well. So it kind of gives peace of mind for everybody involved.
That's right.
Yeah. And I also like that it's not just any barking, because barking is a natural thing, and especially alert barking. That's how dogs have been evolving with us for thousands, tens of thousands of years, is giving us a heads up when someone's coming.
That's what I, that's my opinion.
Yeah, mine too. Well, it's not really opinion. I mean, it's pretty known fact that that's one of the jobs that they've evolved doing, in addition to hunting and herding and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not fair to really expect dogs to never bark, but it can be excessive and it can be unhealthy for them too. So this is great. So what is this called now?
Outdoor bark control.
Outdoor bark control. And it looks like a birdhouse, and it's something that you position outside to control nuisance barking.
That's right.
And we will be giving one of those systems away in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. The number to call again is 425-373-5527. Don't call yet. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. I will let you know when we will open up the lines for that. We'll take the third caller who will win that. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Georgia Welch, Training Director of Invisible Fence Northwest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. And then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric
Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Ever searched on the web for home listings and come up less than satisfied? Have you taken the time to drive to what you thought would be that perfect home, only to be disappointed by a neglected, unsightly neighborhood? These and other common problems can be easily avoided. Call 425-359-0165 and speak to Von Provo with Preview Properties on the web at vonprovo.com. Real estate doesn't have to be hard. It just needs to be done right.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk with Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk with Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Electric Avenue.
And then we'll take it higher. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. We are back with Training Director Georgia Welch of Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back, Georgia.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, in a little bit, we're going to be giving away that fabulous nuisance barking system. But not yet. Stay tuned.
Barking control system.
Barking control system. Yeah, nuisance barking system. Creates nuisance barking for you and your neighbors. But first, I wanted to talk about a very, very cool new feature to the Invisible Fence collars that I recently learned about when I ran into Invisible Fence at the Seattle Home Show and was talking with Debbie Burke there. So tell us about that.
Well, first, it's not real new. We've had it for several years.
Well, new to me.
Okay. And this is something that's uniquely Invisible Fence. We're the only ones that have that, because oftentimes Invisible Fence gets used like Kleenex as any kind of electronic pet containment.
Yep.
What it has is a feature built in where we can take the collar that your pet wears, put it on a computer, and determine how many times they have entered the signal field. Mm. And that's a great way to understand a bit about how your pets learn and how well they understand the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you have, when we're training, what we do is we can use how many times they bump into it. So it fills in a piece that we don't have. Because as an owner, you see what your dog does during the training week. When I'm there training, I see what they do when I'm there. What this little piece tells us is what happens when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people are really surprised by that number.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us understand that we've got the collar set right to keep your pet safe, mm-hmm. even when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of dogs that are perfect as long as you're right there keeping an eye on them.
Sure.
And this helps us make good decisions for training them and making sure they really understand how their fence works.
Mm-hmm. So it tells you it tells you the number of times. Does it tell you the timing of it, like whether they're all?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Yeah. But it's probably enough information just to say that they set it off, 50 times rather than twice.
Right. And it helps us. Yeah. It helps us sort out, it's like if you've got a dog that's very... We see a lot of rescue dogs these days, and a lot of them are very sensitive. They've had not a very good life,
yeah.
And so they tend to be really reactive,
mm-hmm.
until they see a squirrel,
right,
or a dog,
yeah,
or whatever it is their trigger is.
Yeah,
this helps us figure out that they understand where the boundaries are, so that we can adjust the correction to stop them from that high drive trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're working with them, they're perfect,
right?
Because they're very tentative,
yeah. And they know that they're being worked with, mm-hmm. and it's a controlled setting.
And so that extra piece is very, very effective in having a complete picture of what's going on in the house and with that pet.
Mm-hmm. So tell us again what you are giving away.
Outdoor bark control.
Outdoor bark control looks like a birdhouse.
And it's great to hang in your yard to stop nuisance barking.
Okay. And how does it work?
It sets off an ultrasonic tone that's a little uncomfortable, kind of like the ringtones that kids have that most of us can't hear.
Yeah.
And it's not hurtful, but it's a little unpleasant. So it's like, I'm not going to bark there.
Right. Okay. Well, let's open up the lines. We're going to take caller number 3, and that lucky caller will receive one of these nuisance barking control systems.
We try not to start nuisance barking.
The number to call is 425-373-5527. Again, that is 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So we are giving away the nuisance barking control system. I feel like I can't get that right. 425-373-5527 to the third caller. We'll get your address, and I guess we'll send it out or have them, depending on where they are, probably.
Yeah.
So the lines have lit up for that, Georgia. So Now, if you don't win this, you can get it through Invisible Fence.
You can go to our website, invisiblefencenw.com,
mm-hmm.
and go to the store, and you can see that. And a great book. We have some books. The one that I like is Help, I'm Barking and I Can't Be Quiet.
Yeah, that's funny. Help, I'm Barking and I Can't Be Quiet. And that's a book that's also available through Invisible Fence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's invisiblefencenw.com. We have We also have a coupon code if you do actually purchase an invisible fence system for your yard or house. And the coupon code is Dog Talk, and it's two words.
Because I goofed.
A Dog Talk with a space in between the two words. You will receive a $150 discount with that coupon code.
Then that's for an installed outdoor system.
That is for an installed outdoor system. And the evaluations or the consultations are free. So you can give Invisible Fence a call and set one up and have somebody come out, one of your very qualified trainers, and look at your property and get a better sense of how it might work for you. Mm-hmm. And then should you decide to purchase, a little bit of thunder.
Yeah, remember what we were saying about great day to take your dog for a walk. Maybe not just right now. You gotta wait a little
bit. Well, at the beginning of the show, it was kind of sunny, and now it's about 40 minutes, and it's raining, and we just heard thunder. So.
Thunder and lightning. We just saw lightning, too.
Welcome to spring. And another reason why the songs today are so appropriate for the weather.
It's electrically charged, this show today.
Now, that was for an outdoor containment system. Is mm-hmm. that what you said? So you'll receive a $150 discount off of that with the coupon code DOGTALK. And I'll put all of this information from the show today on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com.
There's also something that is new with our callers, if we have another moment.
Yeah.
It has a chip in it so that that the caller, that their invisible fence caller, can also control some other things. Like a smart door, so only your pet can get in and out, and you don't have to worry about the raccoons coming in.
Oh, yeah.
There's a heated bed, so if you have an elderly dog, when they lay down, the heat turns on.
Or a dachshund.
And when they walk away, it turns off.
Oh, cool.
For people who don't want a dog door, one of the problems with a lot of the houses today is when you're trying to train a puppy, they can't hold it very long when it's time to go outside.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking, sometimes you can't get to them in time.
Yeah.
This will set off a doorbell if they come up to the door that you can hear anywhere in your house.
Oh.
So that you know they're trying to get out. And that's all built into the collar.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm just so glad that I ran into Debbie at the home show, because she was telling me about that the caller now can count the number of times that the dog is testing it. But I didn't even know about all these really cool products.
Well, the other thing that is, again, uniquely Invisible Fence is we have the ability to have two different correction levels.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, we were talking about that really, the really sensitive rescue dog that's very high drive chasing a squirrel, say.
Right.
We can have a correction that's strong enough to stop him when he's chasing the squirrel into the street.
Yeah.
I normally yell when I do that, and I don't think I'll do that right here. Gotta stop.
That's okay.
But if we want to keep him out of the trash can, because aside from annoying, it's also not necessarily safe.
Oh, yeah, chicken bones mm-hmm. or cooked chicken bones or whatever.
We can have a little bit of a correction that goes, stay out of the trash.
Yeah, not worth it.
Or my personal favorite is stay out of the kitty litter box.
Oh, yeah.
And we can even set it up to keep your cat and dog on the property outside, like we were talking about small pets and big and larger pets.
Mm-hmm.
But keep the dog out of the litter box and the cat can get into there, obviously.
Oh, excellent.
So different rules for different pets.
Well, we have a caller on line two. We have Kim on line two who has a question for Georgia. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. I actually have had the invisible fence system installed on my property. I live on 5 acres, and I do rescue work. And I've had it installed for, 11, 12 years now. I love the system.
We like to hear that.
I was really bummed about not getting the bark thing because my neighbors have been complaining. But I guess I'll have to stop by your store on Mercer Island and mm-hmm. check that out. But the question that I have is I do a lot of fosters. And so it's always been tricky with the fosters. The long-term ones, we train them on the fence, but the short-term ones, you can't, you know, just throw a collar on them and let them go. What's your recommendation for those of us that do rescue or for those folks that are going to have a dog for, you know, a shorter period of time on the system?
Well, if it's real short, it may not be appropriate. But if it's long enough that you really need to contain them and you're doing rescues, you can talk to us about coming up with a plan for those pets and a way to sort of control the correction level so you don't you don't make them terrified, because especially with rescue dogs, if you're not careful about how you introduce them, they can be very, very worried about it. Now, we work with that all the time, and it's hard to have a real quick answer to this, because one of the things that we need to do is make sure that somebody hasn't put a shock collar on them inappropriately, because I see that a lot with rescue dogs now, where as soon as they hear the invisible fence tone, they're terrified, and so we have to spend some time desensitizing them to that.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Kim.
You bet.
So, so there is, you know, like you said, with rescue dogs, if they've had a shock collar on them, unfairly or inappropriately used, and they don't understand what's causing the sensation, and they don't think they have control over it, so it freaks them out. Even just the tone, or probably even just the product can.
Well, one of the things that we do, and one of the reasons why we think it's important to have a professional training, and we do when we go out and meet with the dog, is we test every dog, particularly rescue dogs, for sound sensitivity to the tone and for a reaction to the little tickle that they feel. The owners can feel this. The first couple of levels that are so low, I can't even feel it. And sometimes we'll get a really strong, the product that whoever used something on them before, it didn't have a beep, and so they don't react to that. But as soon as they start to feel the tickle, they have a very strong reaction. And if we know that, then we can adjust the training so that the first part of training is getting them comfortable so they understand how they have control over it.
So would it be something like if someone has a dog for 3 months, to assuming that the dog doesn't have any, you know, major issues with a collar like that, to be able to train them, how long does that training typically take?
Well, it's if the dog has no issues, we can get them trained very quickly within a week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
If they have issues, a lot of times it's not a lot longer than that. It's just you put more time in the front end until they understand it.
And you have to be doing it right.
Yeah.
And so, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll answer more questions about invisible fence. If you have a question for Georgia or I about really anything training, but especially invisible fence related, because between the two of us, I think there's probably 30 or 40 years of experience, way more on your end of it. You can feel free you can feel free to give us a call 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Atomic dogs. Atomic dogs.
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Yearout from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. Dr. Doug is holistic, works with all kinds of animals, and practices traditional homeopathy. He'll be in the studio with me to take your phone calls and answer all your animal medical care questions. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We are back with Georgia Welch, Training Director of Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So a question that I think a lot of people would ask about this, and I'm sure that you have been asked too, is will this hurt my dog?
That's actually a big concern of everyone, and it's a question I love to address because I would rather people worry about that than not.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things is 4 out of 5 veterinarians recommend invisible fence, and they wouldn't be doing that if it hurt their pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee I wouldn't be doing it if it hurt animals.
Mm-hmm.
To say it's a little unpleasant, that's to keep them in is necessary, because if it wasn't, why would animals stay in and not chase the squirrel or the dog?
Right.
But the idea is our training is all about teaching them first that there's a relationship between a visual cue that's up temporarily that they see and smell, a tone that they hear that gives them a warning, and then the tickle follows that up.
Yeah.
So we spend a lot of time before they have to deal with anything that's uncomfortable teaching them how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't anything that I put on any animal that I won't feel myself.
Yeah, me too.
Don't like a lot of them,
yeah.
But it doesn't do any damage. If you measure our strong corrections, they measure about like scuffing across the carpet and touching a doorknob. And, you know, I hate that, but it doesn't do any damage.
Right.
And the idea is if we keep them home and out of areas that are dangerous, like the chicken bones in the trash.
Yeah.
They never have to feel it again.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to look both, you know, to not run into the street.
Yeah.
It's the reminder that if you start to put your hand down on the stove and you feel heat,
mm-hmm.
you know that if you put your hand all the way down, you might get burned.
Mm-hmm.
Because the terrible things that can happen off your property.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the first thing that I think of is keeping animals on the property so that they're not getting hit by a car or running away and getting lost or getting mixed up with a coyote or cougar or
the neighbor's snail bait.
Yeah. So it is about safety, and the company originated because of the number of animals that the founder, Richard Peck, saw, you know, lying on the mm-hmm. side of the road.
Well, and it's like the folks that own Invisible Fence Northwest got into it because they were customers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us use it for our own pets. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be doing things we didn't believe in.
Yeah.
And if you see how the training goes these days, because it's changed dramatically over the years as we've gotten better at this, the whole idea is to make this as gentle and humane as possible so that they understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to keep them out of those things that have really serious consequences.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, I think the biggest distinction really about any correction is that it has to be fair,
mm-hmm.
which means that the dogs understand that it's the dog's choice to set, you know, to experience the correction or not for whatever the behavior is, whether it be running out of the yard or, you know, in the context of just basic training, like jumping up on you or, you know, whatever it might be, but that it's not something that just comes out of nowhere and, you know, gives the dogs any anxiety or anything like that. It's a very, actually very smart, intelligent, humane training process that happens.
And that's why it's so important that our equipment is reliable and functions as it should.
Yeah.
And that's the research and development at corporate spend a lot of work making sure that happens.
Yeah. And one thing you said is it's important if you do, for those listeners out there who do have invisible fence systems, is to make sure the batteries are changed regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big important thing.
Well, and we feel so strongly about it that part of what we do is offer the ability to buy a year's worth of batteries that we mail out at appropriate intervals.
Oh, that's great.
Because it would be a lot cheaper for us to say, here's your batteries.
Yeah.
But what I've learned personally the hard way is they don't work in your drawer.
Right.
And so the reminder of having it in your hand helps people remember to put it in the collar.
Right.
Because invisible fence works for two reasons. It works because it's consistent, and that's the number one reason.
Yeah.
And it also works because the cost isn't worth the reward on the other side.
Yeah.
But when we have, when there are problems, it's almost always consistency, which is loose collars, which we do a lot of talking about in training, while part of the reason the training is so important,
mm-hmm.
and regular battery changes, which is why that battery plan that you get, where it shows up in the mail is so important.
Mm-hmm. And we have just a few minutes left today. But I wanted to have you run through again all of the other really cool things that you guys sell that I just learned about. Heated bed that turns on and off. And
yeah, it's run by a key in the collar. So those are new things that are coming up all the time. And the easiest way to find out about all those things is to go to our website, Invisible Fence NW. I'm having trouble talking here. InvisibleFenceNW.com.
Yeah. And that will be on the website, but it's all activated, like you said, by a chip in the collar.
Right. So it becomes integrated. The invisible fence collar helps control other behaviors and other issues. One of the things, if you have dogs that you have, you know, that are on a special diet, or maybe an older dog that needs to free feed where the puppy can't free feed,
yeah.
We have ways to control access to the food, both through an invisible fence product and a food bowl or an automatic feeder that is activated by the collar.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a couple of different solutions depending on what the need is.
Uh-huh.
And these things are coming out all the time. Technology is taking a huge jump now.
Yeah.
And, we have ways to keep pets out of the gardens. And the different rules for different pets is huge. If anybody out there has like a 6 or 7 month old Labrador and a 10 or 12 year old Labrador, no matter how much they like each other, sometimes that body slamming things that labs do,
yeah.
It's really nice if that older dog has a place to go my favorite feature is the puppy free zone.
Yeah.
Because they like to play, but they need a break.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really important. So some of the other things that you mentioned that are other products that are controlled by that collar, one thing that was really cool was the tone where if a dog gets near the door,
the doorbell.
For house training.
The doorbell, yeah.
Yeah, so then the collar will actually set off a doorbell to let you know, mm-hmm. Hey, the dog's waiting by the door, because not all dogs are going to scratch at the door or, you know,
and even if
bark
they,
or whatever.
Even if they do, if you're upstairs or at the end of the other end of the house, you might not see it.
And the dogs probably figure out, too, that setting off the tone is what gets your attention, so it can actually deter scratching at the door and those mm-hmm. types of things. You don't have to put up the plexiglass thing on the door or anything like that.
That's right. And it's, it's a lot like folks that used bells in the past, but sometimes in some of these houses, it's hard to hear the bell if you're very far away.
Yeah. And then you have a heated bed that turns on and off based off of the collar's mm-hmm. proximity.
That's right.
Well, my dachshund would love that. She's all about heat. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So the website again is www.invisiblefencenw.com. And you can look at all of the products that are available on the website and find out more about the company and also contact them to set up a free consultation to find out if Invisible Fence is a good fit for your family, including mm-hmm. the pets.
Especially the pets.
Now, in just real quick, can you train cats to Invisible Fence?
I love to train cats to Invisible Fence.
Wow, excellent. The only dog trainer that says they love to train cats too. A lot of people ask me if I train cats, and I say, no, I'd be out of business if I was training cats.
Well, times are changing, and there's actually even communities around here that have laws where the cats are not allowed at large anymore.
Mm.
And again, all of the things that are dangerous for the cats are things that happen off property. And a lot of cat experts these days are realizing that sometimes keeping a cat indoors is not the easiest thing.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show,
Georgia. Thank you for having me.
All of the information that I talked about, the pet at the beginning of the show, the pet stamps, the Hot Flash Dance, which is this weekend, women only. Sorry, Eric. It's at Neighbors this Saturday from 6 to 10. I'll be there with a table raffling off a wonderful dog gift basket. You can go to dogtalkshow.com. And as always, we are now available on iTunes. So you can download any show on iTunes to your computer and take it with you on your iPod or whatever. So thanks again, Georgia, and we'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.